Hey, what up, guys? It's Social Kenny checking in once again on the fourth episode of the Kenny PUA show. And I'm just gonna jump right into it. No intermissions like usual. And it's been a while. A lot of my listeners are probably wondering what the hell happened to Kenny. I mean, he got rolled over by a fucking Mack truck or something. I know a lot of guys are probably like, what the hell? He's been missing for like a month from his podcasting. So, I've been a lazy ass, to be honest. But I'm now back on the trail in the studio, Paradise Studio, that is. And in this fourth episode, we're going to talk about is a technique of mine's, and it's called the gay test technique. And it's modeled off of the pickup guru Gambler out of the UK, out of London. Yeah, Gambler, yeah, out of the UK. And he spoke about it a few years ago on a PUA podcast. Sort of like the gay test is a way for a guy to figure out, if a girl actually likes him or not. So it sounds a little, ambiguous right now, but I'm gonna get into it, so be patient, fuckers. Yeah, so basically the concept of the gay test technique, which I've originated based on Gambler's, format, the idea behind it is basically this. A lot of guys want to know, how can I tell if a girl likes me? What are the telltale signs? Meaning a girl that you're just approaching, not a girl that you've been banging, you've been fucking or whatever. I'm talking about a girl that you just seen tonight. And let's say you're at a bar, at a coffee shop, you're at a bakery, wherever, and you see the ORD, the object of your desire, an HB10, HB9. Hot babe, whatever, and you really want to talk to her. You want to get to know her. You want to get acquainted. You want to bang her. You want to date her, whatever it may be. And before I even get into that, there's a saying in the dating world that, a girl basically knows if she wanna deal with you before you even open your mouth as the guy. And that is so true. That shit is so friggin' true. And a lot of guys wonder why do they get rejected before they even say a damn word. And that is because the girl already sized the guy up based on his body language and a lot of other things, maybe looks and so forth. So anyway, so you're at a bakery, you're at a club, you're at the bar. You see the ORD, object of your desire, the girl that you want, but you're not sure how to go about it. And the gay test technique basically, it bridges that gap. So you would basically stand next to this girl. You would get close to her. Not face to face, not confrontational, but basically shoulder to shoulder, side to side, not touching her, but you're gonna get close to her, closer than usual. You're virtually invading her space. And the ideology behind this is if a guy invades a girl's space, stands so close to her and she doesn't react in a negative way, she doesn't move away, lean away, take a step to the side, she's essentially attracted to that guy. And that is a surefire way to know that a girl is into you or not. Because basically, if she's seeing you as a fucking Shrek lookalike or an undesirable dude, she's not going to want to be associated with you so closely. She doesn't want to be misassociated, by onlookers or whatever. So she will create some sort of distance between you and her. I mean, chicks do it a lot. I mean, the clubs, the bar, they do that shit a lot. An ugly guy goes stand up next to a hot girl. The hot girl moves away, blatantly moves away, or take 2 steps to the side, whatever. Women do this shit often. And on the contrary, if she doesn't move away or have any negative reactions, she's essentially attracted to that guy who's standing close to her. She basically wants you to open her. She wants you to talk to her, chat her up, have a conversation, get acquainted, meet her, whatever. And so that is a short, surefire way to tell when a girl wants you to talk to her. You pull off that technique by invading her space, getting close to her, see in your periphery or whatnot, see how she reacts to that closeness. And the correlation with the gay test is basically this. Let's say you have two guys at the club. All right, let's say I'm at the club. I'm at the bar. Some random fucking dude from nowhere just comes up to me, from the side, at the side. He's standing next to me, close. Me as a heterosexual male, I'm gonna be wondering what the fuck is going on. I mean, this dude is literally right, almost touching me shoulder to shoulder. He's either fucking gay or he's just blind. So I'm gonna take a few steps to the side, lateral steps to the side. Or I'm gonna move away, or I'm gonna bounce totally. I'm gonna go to the other side of the fucking venue, just because I feel this negative tension, negative energy with this guy just invading your space. And essentially, if a guy does that to another guy, invade his space that way, if the guy who's being approached, if he doesn't try to create any distance, you can fucking basically label him as a gay dude straight up. I mean, why would you want, or why would you have another guy approach you, even though he's not saying nothing, but he's standing so close to you? Why would you allow that to happen without even creating some space by moving away? So you're essentially wanting this guy in your presence. So that is a correlation with with approaching a girl that you like, and with a guy approaching another guy, a straight guy. It's the same correlation there. And it's a very solid technique. This gay test technique is very solid. And I gotta thank Gambler, the PUA coach, the pickup artist coach out of London. I gotta thank him because this was a solid insight. And I've never really done it over the years. But I just happened to be listening to one of his podcast show with AJ and Jordan Harbinger's, and I said, you know what, that's some unique shit right there. I definitely need to develop something off that. And that is where I formulated this technique, the gay test technique. And it's very powerful. And even if you can probably check it on my blog, and you would see that the responses is like, it's fucking hilarious. Hilarious in the sense that a lot of females, a lot of chicks commenting on a blog post, agreeing with the fact that if a guy that they're not attracted to, a strange guy, is standing close to him or sitting next to her closely, she's gonna move away. She might not get up and go sit in the other seat, but she's gonna shift her body position away from that unattractive guy. Likewise, if the guy was attractive, the girl would not have that negative reaction to flee. She would subconsciously move her body towards you. She would want you to invade her space or even to be closer. You know, she would crave for that. And this technique is just fucking super. You know, it's a surefire way. It's a definite 100% way to know if a chick is feeling you, if she's into you, if she's attracted to you or not. If a woman is not attracted to you, she would not want to be close to you as a stranger. She would not want you to invade her space as a stranger. But if she is attracted to you, she wouldn't mind you invading her space. She wouldn't mind being at the grocery store, waiting in line, and you're standing right there next to her, shoulder to shoulder, close as hell. She would not mind that. She would be saying to herself, please, please, fucking open me, talk to me. But obviously, she's not going to do that with a fucking a Shrek lookalike. You know? And that's very key. You know, so this technique is very powerful, and any guy can do it. You know, you don't gotta be a seasoned pickup artist. You don't have to be a member of the seduction community to try this out. Let's say you're a social guy, but you have no advanced skills when it comes to getting chicks and getting laid. You know, but it doesn't matter. You can still try this routine. You still try this technique. It'll work for you. You know, it's very simple. Like I said, you see a hot girl that you like, a random girl that you like. Intentionally get next to her. Get close to her. And see how she reacts. If she reacts negatively, then you know it's an uphill battle. Or maybe she's just not attracted to you. Meaning she moved away. You know, she squints her eyes in a negative way, or, you know, she just, whatever. You know when someone reacts negatively. So if the girl does that, then, you know, like I said, it's an uphill battle. She's probably not attracted. But likewise, or contrarily, if the girl doesn't react negatively, if let's say she smiles as you get close to her, she smiles. She looks at you from a periphery, from the side. She's not leaning her body away from you. Then that is an IOI. That's IOI city right there. And for those who don't know, IOI is, you know, it's a pickup community jargon for indicators of interest, or basically SOI. SOI is a sign of interest. You know, so women would give off these IOIs and SOIs, signs of interest, to guys that she like. And most of these IOIs are done subconsciously. She doesn't even know she's fucking doing it. You know, so if you invade a woman's space and she doesn't react negatively, she reacts positively, that is an SOI, an IOI, a sign of interest in you. So, guys, get this technique down pat. It's not a lot to learn. Shit is fucking fairly simple, to be honest. You know, even if you got to write this shit down, just to remember, do that. That's the way I used to do it. You know, when I was a newbie in the pickup community, that's the way I used to do it. Take notes like a fucking madman. And it worked out for me. So, do that, guys. Study the technique for a day or two, whenever you have free time, and take advantage of it next time you're out at the bar. Next time you're at the bakery, a coffee shop, any venue, try it out, and you'll see. I mean, you'll get some great results. You would be able to screen out the chicks that's with it from the ones that's not with it. before you even open your mouth. You'll be able to screen the chicks out instantly. And that's powerful with this gay test technique. You know. Anyway, guys, that's going to be the end of this show. You know, I really wanted to give it a big bang as far as, you know, to come back from Lil Mum for my laziness. But, hey, it's whatever, man. I'm busy. I'm blogging like a motherfucker. And you know, blogging is just like, that's my thing. And it's really hard to do a podcast show. I mean, it seems like counterintuitive because it goes hand in hand. But believe me, I mean, I enjoy blogging and writing like crazy. That's my thing. And you can basically check out the blog. You know, that's socialkennyblog.com. And you can check me out and definitely see what up. So that's kennysphouts.wordpress.com. And feel free, you can compliment on the post, comment on it, let me know what's up. If you don't like it, fuck it, give you negative reviews. Hey, so it's how it is, the free world. I'm not like Roosh, man. I don't, you know, I accept criticism. I'm not like fucking Roosh B. You know, he criticizes shit. He blocks you on Twitter. He deletes you from Facebook, whatever. I'm not one of them dudes. So do your thing. Check out the blog. That's Kenny's POA Thoughts at WordPress.com. You can check out, there's a lot of links on the site. You can, you know, check me out on YouTube, my YouTube videos of me picking up hot chicks in the streets, you know, demoing a lot of day game, night game, you know, and showing you the basics on how to pick up women, the basics and the advanced techniques. So you can check me out on, you know, on YouTube also. You can type in Social Kenny and my videos definitely will pop up. And follow me on Twitter. You know, that's Twitter.com/SocialKenny. Yeah, so, guys, until next time, I'm out. Stay alpha. And fuck being a beta. Beta males do not get laid. Be an alpha. Be an alpha male. I'm out.